Good evening. Come in, won't you? Hey, what's the matter? Surely you're not nervous. Perhaps it will calm if I tell you a story.
We are meant to call from out of the past. Stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fantasy, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen, plays, we urge you calmly, sincerely, to turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to the horror. Thanks for joining me this Saturday. We'll hear from the Hermit's Cave this week. Series of over 700 episodes produced for CBS between 1936 and 1947. The series premiered on the East Coast, had a West Coast version sandwiched in those years for a bit. I don't have an air date for the story we'll hear today, but it's titled Castle by the Sea. Here's the Hermit's Cave.
Climb the mountain over there to the west and get a good look at the old castle.
Well, let's rest first.
All right.
When we started walking this morning, the old ruins looked quite near. I'll wager we've walked 3 miles since morning. Seems as far away as it did when we started out.
Yes.
Glory, but this is a beautiful spot, Marie.
Isn't it, though? Oh, Dave, it was grand of you to pick such a beautiful spot for us to vacation in.
I knew you'd like it. Look at the sea. It sparkles like an opal.
Yes.
Off in the distance, it looks as white as milk.
Lovely. Oh, look way out in the water. I see two tiny little ships. See them?
Yes, I think I do.
It's so beautiful here. You'd almost think you might be dreaming. The ships are so far away, you might think they're unreal.
The idol is a painted ship upon a painted ocean.
That's from something I read as a child.
Yes, remember it?
Well, not right now.
Day after day. Day after day we stuck. No breath, no motion. This idol is a painted ship upon a painted ocean.
What's it from? The Ancient Mariner.
That's right.
And the tall, desolate castle over there in the distance gives me as many shivers as the Ancient Mariner did when I first read it.
Shiver over the castle, darling, because of the story the hotel proprietor told me about it.
Why did he act so mysterious?
Oh, I think the natives around here actually believe the old place is haunted.
Do they really? Okay, let's walk over and see.
The hotel said we wouldn't be able to get beyond the gate. There's an old servant woman who lives in it. She guards the place like a dragon.
Old woman lives all alone in that desolate place?
That's what he said.
Think of it. Where's the owner?
He's on the continent somewhere, I think. He's never returned to visit it.
Why not?
Guess no one knows. But the people at the hotel told me something very queer happened at the castle. All has to do with him. And that's why it's a haunted place now.
Oh.
Some calamity befell him there, and he left. Never to return.
Is he an old man?
Must be, from the story. Almost become a legend. Must be a man in his 80s.
Think of it. Let's walk over to it, Dave, and at least see it from a closer vantage point.
I'm willing.
All right. We ought to reach it in another half hour.
Queer, Marie. We sat down here to rest. The sky was clear as a diamond.
Now it's getting cloudy, isn't it?
Yes.
Look. Oh, that's the clouds are gathering, and they all seem to meet right at the top of the castle.
Why, George, they do. The old ruins is a rendezvous for the storms that scatter over the sea.
Ah, you're only trying to frighten me and make it sound all the more mysterious.
What?
That's
was. You ought to turn back to the hotel.
When we come this far? Oh, never.
They get caught in a nasty storm, you know.
Something weird about thunder in the heart of daytime, isn't there? I always associate it with black night.
You may have black night any time now.
That's the old servant who would give a shelter in the castle.
Oh, that's what you're counting on, is it?
Ask me how far it is to the castle, Dave.
We know how far it is. We have to start climbing the hill in a minute.
Absolutely.
I've seen the queer lights coming from it at night. Bewitched, that's what it is.
Listen, you don't really believe that now, do you?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever been near it?
Once, a year ago, I went up to the Kneeden.
Oh,
that's right.
I guess we'll venture up the mountain anyway.
It's gonna storm, sir. I wouldn't go. Hear the thunder? When a storm comes up here on the sea, it's quite bad.
We'll take a chance. But thank you for your information.
The sea washes right up to the edge of the slope of this mountain. Real high, too. You won't be able to get away.
We won't stay long. And we won't get caught. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Can you believe the story right now? You ready to climb?
Yes, I'm more anxious now. Strange lights coming from it at night. Weird faces peering out. Who wouldn't want to go?
Inquisitive woman would.
Ah, here's a path to follow. Makes climbing easier.
If we're near the top of the hill, the thunder sounds closer. But we've spotted its hiding place.
Look. It's an enormous structure.
All castles are.
The windows are tumbling out, falling into ruin.
I should say it is.
How could a person live all alone in this place?
I wouldn't want the job.
It's getting very dark.
Here comes the rain. We will have to ask for shelter.
The gates are locked. Come, we can at least sit on the veranda till the storm breaks.
All right, run. Run, it's coming down in a fury now.
I hope the lightning doesn't decide to strike this old place. It's soaking wet.
I'll see what your inquisitive nature has led us into.
You want to come here sad as scared as I did, and you know it.
Now we are here. It's nothing but a roof and a first-rate thunder shower for entertainment.
James, the old servant, doesn't come to scare us away.
You look so much like a mermaid with your hair streaming down. Maybe you frightened her away.
Dave, I thought I heard someone moaning.
Have your ears tuned for ghosts, honey? Hear anything right now?
No, I'm certain I heard someone this time.
Oh, it's the thunder you hear.
I can hear the thunder all right. There's another peculiar sound, like a person moaning in distress.
I do hear it now. I wonder what it can be.
Do you hear it? Well, doesn't it sound like someone crying out in pain?
Yes, it does.
Steve.
What?
Over there in the yard, under the tree.
By George. She must be the old servant woman.
And she's ill. Go get her. Bring her here on the porch, out of the store.
Sure. Why, say, Kyle? May I carry you over to the porch, out of the storm? Here, let me lift you up. Carry you over to the house.
Oh!
Am I hurting you? Does it hurt to carry you?
I'm so sick. Is she hurt, Dave?
She's ill. See if you can open the door so I can carry her inside.
It's locked.
Well, see if you can find a bunch of keys on her dress.
No, you can't go in. She doesn't want us inside, Dave.
She's ill. We have to take her inside.
Here's some keys.
Try them.
This one doesn't work.
Another one.
I believe this one's going to fit.
Swing the door open wide so I can get through with her.
You mustn't come in. No.
All right, lady, we have to help her. We can't leave you outdoors.
Where are you going to take her? Look at this hall. It's all cobwebs. I'm so sick.
I'll find some water or something and give you hot tea. When your clothes are wet, clear through.
Can I help her undress?
No.
Come out of the room with me. We can fix for her.
All right. We'll be back in a few moments and give you something hot to drink.
Yes, I'm so sick. I am going to die.
Go away and close the door.
Yeah.
Now, I guess we are in for something.
Yes, I guess we are.
It's getting night. The storm hasn't stopped. The old servant is ill, and you and me,
Well, it looks as if we had a job on our hands and a night to spend in a desolate castle.
She seems to be sleeping now, so I guess we can get some rest.
Think you'll be able to sleep in this bed?
I could sleep anywhere. I'm weary.
This must be a woman's room.
Yes, it's filled with things that were once fine and lovely.
Guess I will. The box down on food.
They wasn't it?
Yes. The owner must keep her supplied with enough to live on. Yes. Glad he includes candles, I must say. I wouldn't want to spend a night in this place without light.
Nor I, poor old lady. Do you think she is going to die?
I think she had a stroke.
We should go to the doctor in the morning.
We will if she isn't better.
She looks as if she'd lived for centuries, doesn't she?
She's like a witch out of a fairy story.
She has a beautiful old gold pendant around her neck, and she acts as if she were afraid we were going to take it. What was that?
The door. The wind blew it open and shut again. Locks are all worn out.
Give me the shudders.
You're going to listen to all the creaks and noises in this house all night. You'll have delirium tremens, not shudders.
Well, let's try and get some sleep. I wish it were morning. Dave, what was that?
Three. I told you you'd hear strange sounds all night.
That sound came from right under this bed. Open the door. It did, Dave. Listen to it.
I hear it.
Well, what is it?
I'm not Sherlock Holmes. I don't know.
There it is again.
My golly, that is a queer sound.
David. Look. Standing there in the doorway. Look.
What is it?
A woman.
Is it the servant?
I don't know. Speak to her.
What do you want? Are you all right?
She doesn't speak. It's a young woman.
Who are you?
She's leaning right over by this bed. David.
Who are you? What do you want?
She's coming closer.
She's moving over where the knocking sound comes from.
She isn't alive. She's something inhuman.
She stands over by that wall, trying to take the bricks away.
Take me away! Take me away from here! Take me away! Doctor for you?
I'm going to die.
What can we do for you?
Did you see Noreen?
Who's Noreen?
The spirit of my mistress. She walks the house day and night. And now when I'm gone, she won't have anyone to keep her company. She'll be all alone. All alone.
We thought we saw someone come into our room.
You did? Noreen, the spirit of my beautiful mistress, trying to save her lover.
What is the strange story of this house?
When I die, will you stay in, keep her company if I tell you her story, will you?
Yes, we will help you.
I, has guarded the secret all these years, watched over her spirit. Will you care for her if I tell you the story?
We'll watch over her.
The owner of this house killed her body, but not her spirit. It lingers on, hunting for her lover, trying to save him. Her husband was a horrible man, a brute. The family arranged the marriage. Doreen loved life and beauty. 2 years before, she'd fallen in love with a young Spanish gentleman. He became like while her husband was away. But the master returned unexpectedly. I had but a second to warn her before he walked into her room.
I am too early, you mean?
Have you had bad news? You look like a thunderbolt.
Dismiss your maid.
You may go to me.
Yes, madam.
My dear Noreen, if I am not mistaken, there is someone hiding in your closet.
You are mistaken.
Tonight, while playing billiards, I learned that your charming Spanish lover...
You were missing form.
I know there's someone hiding in that closet, and I shall look...
Stop! Take my word for it.
You swear there is no one in there?
Yes.
Will you swear by this charm of my ancestors, carry the crest of my family, that your lips touch? Swear to me that there's no one in that closet.
I swear.
All right. Now, call your servant into your room.
She's right outside. I'll ring for her.
Yes, madam.
What did you wish of Dominique?
It matters not the hour, Dominique. I wish you to call a stonemason to this room at once.
Yes, sir.
And I shall set you wait in this room until he comes.
And there he sat, never taking his eyes off my dear mistress for 3 hours, waiting for the stonemason. And a lover stood waiting for his fate in the close crowd. So when the stonemason came, I took him into the room. The stonemason is here, sir.
That is good. Sir, go and fetch bricks. Bring sufficient to wall up the door of this closet, and then plaster the wall. I want it done tonight while I sit here. Tonight, you hear? It may disturb your sweet sleep, my dear Noreen.
No, I shall sleep.
Then do the job tonight. Now.
It was awful. There he stayed. My poor mistress fainted during the night into a living tube.
Great heaven.
It was an awful thing to hear. It rings in my ears tonight. I can hear the master laughing as the scratching inside the wall began.
There was no one in the closet, was there, my sweet wife? My sweet Noreen.
Oh, have mercy upon me.
Mercy, mercy. There is no mercy to be had for the wicked.
But I loved him. We were going to run away together. I would have left you forever.
Yes, but it is now too late, my sweet. You can't get away, and surely your lover can escape. Smother me. Choking, dying. Caught inside my lady's wall. You. Well, I am the one who lives forever, never return. You can do what you like. But if you ever tell of this, I'll publish your sin abroad to everyone in the country road.
This can't be true.
Yes, it is true. My mistress died shortly after. I told no one for first she returns, trying to find her lover each night, trying to get him out of the closet. And I stay with her and carry the candle in my hand to guide her. This is a chance. With her vow upon it, she seals him into death. But she's paid for a sin, hasn't she?
And her husband?
He's never come back. He sends me things from time to time, but he knows I won't talk, for I loved my mistress. And now I shall die, and she'll be all alone.
Daylight will come soon. Then we'll get help from you.
I'm going to die. All these years, the spirit of Noreen and her lover, they've been constantly in this house. Only I've been near to watch them. But now I shall die.
Poor Dominic. Poor soul. Living with this.
They've kept intruders out all these years. Now they'll come and frighten my mistress away.
We'll stay until morning. Then we'll bring you help. Now close your eyes. Don't try to speak. Just rest and sleep.
Maybe one of us should have stayed with her instead of us both going to the hotel for help.
There's nothing to be done for her. She had another stroke early this morning.
From the talk there?
Yes. What a horrible night.
What an awful life she's lived. Can it all be true?
I don't know. We did see that.
Yes, I'm sure we saw the spirit. I know it. From the sound within the wall. We did hear that.
Yes.
Oh, look. Here comes a young boy we met yesterday walking along the beach.
Yes, it is. He, isn't it?
Shall we tell him we were at the castle?
No, don't mention it. At the hotel, we'll explain it.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm walking again today?
Yes, just admiring your scenery along here.
I'm going towards the castle now. Look behind you and see what's happening to it.
Why?
Look. Yes, it's all afire. I saw it when I was way down the beach and came running.
Merciful heavens. And we never looked back and noticed.
As if a bolt of lightning had struck it. The whole castle is ablaze.
I ran back to save the old servant.
Hey, if that old lady is still in there, we can never get there in time to save her. 30 minutes walk to the castle from where we stand now. We can never make it.
And she's all alone in there. Oh, run, run, David.
No use.
I'm going up to see what I can see. Guess no spirits will bother now. They've all been burned out. I'm glad
Murray,
it's gone. It
Murray, we aren't blamed. Don't tell them at the hotel where we were. We stayed in the shelter of a cover overnight. We must stay. They would think we set the place on fire. And the story the old servant told us. As weird as the tale of the ancient mariner.
That's it for this episode of The Horror. If you want to hear more from the Hermit's Cave, more old-time radio, find anything else Relic Radio, just visit the website at relicradio.com. Got a Shoutcast stream with even more old-time radio there for you as well, and a link to our donate button if you'd like to help support this and all the shows, and the Shoutcast stream and everything else. Thanks to those who have donated. Thanks for joining me today. I'll be back next Saturday with another episode of The Horror. The Horror is produced by and for relicradio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.